this time last year, a massive painting of a poem appeared on the side of Dandelion Market, practically overnight. And the people that normally organize this sort of thing, Charlotte Center City Partners, well, they had no idea who had done it.
Yeah, we had no. I mean, it was like, what is going on?
Center City Partners, Robert Crumbine.
Somebody's just painting on walls. What's happening? You know, that's not a Charlotte thing.
The Charlotte thing is to go through an approval process, pass a committee, and this had not. Did Charlotte have its own guerrilla street artist?
Whenever we're mysterious, it's accidental. It's never planned. It's an oversight and not a plan.
Amy Bagwell co-founded Wall Poems of Charlotte, and she just forgot to sign that first painting. Bagwell teaches English at CPCC and had been looking for a way to get poetry off the top shelf and to the people. Now, Bagwell had talked to the restaurant owner and a lawyer before painting, just to make sure she didn't violate any rules. But now, she and her partner in the project were called into a meeting with Charlotte Center City Partners.
And we kind of felt like at first we were being, you know, we were being called in and someone was going to slap us on the wrist with a ruler.
But when they did meet, it turned more into an offer. We like what you're doing and we'd like to help you.
Sharon's here.
Hello.
Last month, with the aid of Center City Partners, Wall Poems of Charlotte moved into a new studio space uptown. Inside, Bagwell's discussing the latest design for a wall at Trinity Episcopal School.
I hear what he's saying about let's have...
Designing it are several CPCC graphic design students.
What it'll do is there's a gray back here.
Yeah.
So it'll open up the gray over there.
They've identified 30 sites where building owners have given permission to paint poems. They meet here about once a week to go over ideas. One thing that Bagwell emphasizes is that poetry is a visual art. Visuals are key to meaning.
Right. Is where does each line break? And is it spacing? I don't think you look at it, it already has a shape. It already has a rhythm visually. You know, poets make decisions. And now that most people are writing in free verse, poets decide, is it justified left? Is it justified right? Where am I breaking the lines? How much space do I have between them?
All of the poems Bagwell chooses are from North Carolina writers, meaning the poet was either born, worked, or lived in the state.
North Carolina is celebrated for many things, you know, flight, you know, having mountains and beach, having, you know, very good universities and all of this sort of thing. We're not celebrated for our literary heritage, but we should be, because there's an incredibly rich tradition in poetry in this state.
The one the group's working on now is by Carl Sandburg. He used to live in Flat Rock, about 2 hours west of here. Bagwell expects about 9 of these poems to be up by the end of the year. And who knows, maybe the group will turn wall poems into more of a Charlotte thing. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.